Yeah, we are back in with another edition of the Playing Through Podcast here on FRS.golf. I am TJ Reeves. He's the famous Jay, Jay Betzel. Two of the contributors, two of the, I don't know what you call it, so-called know-it-alls of FRS.golf or whatever it is. We just love the game. We love writing about it. We love talking about it. And on a Sunday evening after all of the golf is wrapped up for a weekend in February, who better to spend a few minutes with than the famous Jay? How you feeling, brother?
Good. What's up, TJ?
You tell me, because the Texan Jordan Spieth's back at it again. Let's begin with that. It ended at Pebble Beach. And basically, we would love to lie to you and tell you there was great drama on Sunday. There really was not a lot of drama on Sunday. Spieth basically wrapped this thing up after the third round, did he not?
Think about this, TJ. A couple of days ago, you and I are talking at 9 o'clock in the morning. We've got rain at Pebble Beach. We've got Tiger withdrawing from the Riviera Country Club event next week. And then it ends up being an awesome weekend of golf at Pebble Beach. You've got Jordan Spieth with back-to-back 65s on Friday and Saturday, or second and third round. In his third round, he had 13 one-putts. And that basically, that essentially sealed the deal for him. He coasted today, shot 70. He had a lot of putts that were kind of close, and he even said, like, they had him up in the tower on CBS with Clint Eastwood and Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo, and he said that his caddy, Michael Greller, kept mentioning to him, boring golf is good because that's going to win it for him. And so he shot 70 and he won by four strokes.
And this is a guy that's won a U.S. Open before, and that seems to be the motto a lot of the time with the USGA events. Par is a good score. Be boring, but protect the lead. And he did a great job of that. What stood out to you? You wrote about this on FRS.golf. You mentioned the 265s. What stood out besides the one putts? What else stood out as he got some swagger back?
I would say today what stood out was the fact that he played with the big lead. And he had a couple of different charges. Snedeker put on a little run early, and 2011 U.S. Amateur Champion Kelly Kraft, he shot a 67, and he actually ended up coming in second. And ironically about Kelly Kraft, he had $612,000 in career PGA Tour earnings coming this week, and he won $777,000 for this week alone. So that stands out to anyone if you're a fan of good golf.
So if you think you had a good weekend, Kelly Kraft is loving life right now because he just doubled his existence as a professional.
And he got into next week's Genesis Open with that by finishing top 10.
Yeah, and we need to talk about that a little bit more in just a second because that's a fascinating part of the PGA Tour and how it works and how from one week to the next you can change your plans, your career. It can alter greatly, obviously, by winning, but even without winning. Hey, back to Spieth. You mentioned in your article it's the first time he's won since Australia in December, or actually November. First time on the PGA Tour since, oh, looky here, Jay Betzel was covering Colonial last year and the win in Fort Worth, Texas. Does it surprise you that it, I mean, yes, he got a win in Australia, but it took him a good 8 or 9 more months to come back around and win again on tour?
Yes and no. It's so hard to win out there on tour, and these guys, they're so good. You know, like the model said, these guys are good. So it's hard to win every week. And, you know, everybody said he had a down year last year after his epic 2015. You think about it, he won twice. He won in Hawaii at the Tournament of Champions, and he won at the Colonial, the Dean and DeLuca Invitational in Fort Worth. So he had two wins, you know, and he contended, and he just didn't, you know, go through and actually pull off another victory. But he had a good year last year, just wasn't up to par with his 2015, where he had the two major victories, came in third at the British and second at the PGA, which is just, you know, Tiger-esque.
Yeah, not bad plan at all. You made mention, too, this is his first win in California. This is 7 wins in a row now by a PGA Tour player, going back to the wraparound, that's in his 20s. I mean, you talk about the new age of golf. Here's another example of it. Another 20-something wins at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, well, and think about that, too. These 7 consecutive wins by the golfers in their 20s. You got 3 of them by Justin Thomas and 2 of them by Hideki Matsuyama. So they're helping that out a lot.
Yeah, and again, Spieth basically so dominant with all of the one putts. You know, there was even a moment where Justin Rose was looking at him on 18 on Saturday where he knocked that thing stiff from the fairway about 2 feet away, just locked in. He got himself locked back in. And I think, you know, a lot of fans now that football is over with, and I know we got March Madness coming with basketball and pitchers and catchers reporting coming up, but a lot of fans are going to start paying attention to golf once it gets off the West Coast swing, comes to Florida, start heading towards the Masters. So it's not a bad thing overall to have Jordan Spieth, Jay Betzel, back playing in top form as we get ready for the fans to re-engage and pay more attention here, the general sports fan I'm talking about.
For sure, yeah. You know, I believe he is the favorite in Vegas to win at the Masters, and he won it 2 years ago, and last year he almost won it. The famous rough back nine that he had where Danny Willett ended up winning. But he just, the thing about Augusta National is he plays so well there, it just fits him perfectly. So I'd look for him to do well again at Augusta this year.
Again, that's Jay Betzel, the famous Jay on Twitter. I'm TJ Reeves. You can find me on Twitter at BucksidelineGuy. We're part of FRS.golf, and this is the Playing Through podcast from FRS.golf. Recapping kind of the weekend real quick and talking a little bit about the different tours that went on and how everything happened. You know, I wrote a story about all the celebs, and there was some good golf being played by the celebs. Justin Timberlake chipped in not once but twice in the late afternoon on Saturday. Some good shots being hit by a lot of different guys. Aaron Rodgers, for one. Of course, Bill Murray's always out there cutting up. What did you think of the celebrities getting a chance to show what they could do for the 4 days at Pebble?
Oh, I thought it was a lot of fun. That's one of the things that makes this tournament fun, too, is it's such a beautiful course, and you're sitting there wishing you were there watching on TV, and, you know, Jim Nantz just speaking eloquently about his home and all. But definitely the celebrities did well. You know, you mentioned Justin Timberlake. He almost had the hole-in-one on number 7. While Justin Rose was taking a selfie with him in the background, he almost had the whole one. Josh Duhamel, that was on Las Vegas and is married to Fergie, he chipped in.
Yes.
It was some good golf.
All right, you and I are big into the pop culture. Josh Duhamel, better in the Las Vegas series on NBC, the drama sitcom about Vegas. Not a sitcom, but the drama series. What was it? Win a Date with Tad Hamilton? Was that it?
Yeah.
What's the Disney movie Ramona and Beezus? We watched that at my house because I have 28-year-old girls, and he's like the estranged boyfriend of the aunt in that.
And so he's in the Transformers movies, so I think he's making his fourth Transformers movie right now.
And he's married to Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas and now her own solo career. It's not bad to be Josh Duhamel. He's got a pretty good golf swing, too.
No doubt. Yeah, he was in the zone when he was playing this week. I was enjoying watching those guys play because the thing is, you know, they've got pressure on them because they've got all these people watching them too, and they're not used to it. They go out and, like you and me, they play in their carts and they have fun. They're not used to having, you know, 5,000 people lying down the fairway watching them, you know, hit.
That is true. All right, so there was not a lot of drama in the last hour or so, let's say, at Pebble Beach. That was not the case, though, in two different places that are very far apart. One of them in Malaysia, where Fabrizio Zanotti, yes, hello, from Paraguay, won the European Tour event with an eagle on the last hole in Malaysia. And then Scott McCarron in Boca Raton, Florida, more than probably about 3-4 hours from where I'm sitting in southeast Florida, as I sit in the west central part of Florida, won the Allianz Championship. They both, Jay, won with eagle on the final hole. It doesn't get much more dramatic to close a tournament than have an eagle at the last.
No doubt. And in fact, you were doing the Champions Tour while I was doing the PGA Tour. What happened with Fred Couples? How did he do?
Freddie was actually playing well, just couldn't make a birdie coming in. He struck the ball well, missed a couple of makeable putts. And Jay, this is only the third time that he has played in an event in 11 months. He played one time on the PGA Tour with the bad back. He played in January in Hawaii and now took 2 or 3 weeks off here and played in this event, the first full field event on the mainland of the United States, the mainland to play at the Allianz Championship. And Freddie ended up with the top 10. So it's good.
Well, you know, he's kind of like the Tiger Woods of the Champions Tour because when he's there, the crowds are bigger. And, you know, has there ever been a golfer that's cooler than Freddie?
Yeah. And you got him. Yeah, he's smooth. You got him. You got Bernhard Langer winning every week, although Langer didn't contend this week. And then you got some guys that have won previously. That's part of the prerequisite for being on the Champions Tour that tend to hang around and make a move. And Scott McCarron is a guy that you and I both like. We've been around him. I've covered him in previous broadcast life on PGA Tour Radio. He's now doing what we're doing, which is part of the media, working for Fox Sports as a golf roving reporter and analyst on their USGA championships coverage, including the U.S. Open, the Women's Open, the Senior Championship that Fox televises. So McCarron's doing what we're doing, but obviously can still play some great golf, too, as he demonstrated.
He's a little better than I am at golf, but yeah, he's definitely doing what we're doing. And how legit does that make you when you're talking on Fox about golf and people know you've just won? They're like, okay, this guy actually does know what he's talking about.
And again, in the dynamic of this tournament, Kenny Perry had already found his way into the house and was at 16 under par and waiting for the opportunity to potentially be in a playoff. McCarron actually was battling Tom Pernice earlier for the lead, and Pernice, we can all identify with this, can't we? Pernice was up by a shot, went bogey, hit his ball in the brush, in the jungle, off the fairway, had to take an unplayable lie, made double bogey, then followed that up in the sand, couldn't get up and down with another bogey. Bogey, double bogey, bogey is going to derail you late in a tournament. That happened to Pernice, and the end result is McCarron was kind of controlling his own destiny. McCarron then made a bogey, and so suddenly it looked like Kenny Perry, Jay Betzel, was going to have a chance to maybe win this event. He had an eagle putt on the par 5 18th, just missed, tapped in at 16 under. So he's sitting at 16 under. Carlos Franco is sitting at 16 under. And McCarron comes to the par 5 and just knocks it stiff from 178 yards out on the par 5 finishing hole into and then drains the winning eagle putt. It doesn't get much sweeter than that. So we had two tournaments in with eagle at the last. Pretty good drama on a Sunday.
Great, great weekend for golf.
And so, again, McCarron gets his third Champions Tour win. Congrats to him. A few more moments. It's the Playing Through podcast on a Sunday night. TJ Reeves, Jay Betzel with us again as part of the FRS.golf family and part of the FanRag Sports Network, talking a little bit about all the golf this weekend. Hey, I know you tweeted about this. Speaking of the celebrities, I forgot to ask you. Bill Murray, have we figured out yet? Yeah, he was in the overalls with the Cubs hat and all that. But he, like, gave the most awkward, goofy, is he really angry, is he goofing around interview with CBS and the Golf Channel on Saturday. You tweeted about this. What was up with Bill Murray? Do we know anything more?
I haven't heard anything more. And basically what I saw is he was in the fairway, and he popped off to the camera, man. He said something about, you know, like in the joking Bill Murray way, like that makes everyone laugh, because no matter what he says, the crowd at Pebble Beach is going to laugh. And he says to the guy, can you move your shadow? And he's like, what is this, the first golf tournament you've ever been to? And I guess it made him mad, even though it seemed like he was joking around. Then on the next hole, Phil Blackmar from the Golf Channel had been talking to all the celebrities. He stopped him. Bill Murray was there. And then right when they came on, he walked off, and Phil Blackmar chased him down, and it was really awkward. He, like, caught up to him, and he said, hi, I'm Phil Blackmar. I'm going to be your security. Do you have any special requests or whatever? And Bill Murray, like, just kind of glared at him. He goes, I know who you are. I want you to tell me that guy's name, pointing at the cameraman. And Phil Blackmar kind of goes, do you need him to move or something? And what? And he just walks off. Phil Blackmar keeps chasing, wait, Bill. And then he just walks, kind of speed walk and gets away from him. And Phil Blackmar kind of turns around and says, sorry, Will, to the cameraman. I don't know if they thought they were still in the air or not, but it was really awkward, because usually Bill Murray jokes around. It seemed like he hit him in the whatever he didn't like, he said, you know.
Well, okay, so let me share a personal story with you that goes back 8 years, believe it or not, where the Champions Tour event, speaking of the Champions Tour, is right here where I live. I live in the vicinity of the TPC Tampa Bay golf course that the Outback Pro-Am would play in, and Bill Murray was a frequent celebrity along with many others. Kevin Costner would play in this thing. Emmitt Smith would play in this thing. On and on down the list, you'd see Joe Theismann. You'd see Huey Lewis. So anyway, Murray is playing in it for a couple different years. We went and we followed him, and I'm out there with my twin infant toddler daughters, who are about probably less than a year old. We're out there at the tournament. And he sees them, and he comes over to them, and one of them is crying, of course, and the other one is calm. He goes over to the one that is crying with a group of people around me, and he grabs her toe, and he says, oh, you're the quiet one, and everybody cracks up and laughs. Great, great joking guy, Bill Murray. But get a load of this, and this actually was on the broadcast right after it. It's on the internet everywhere. Murray hauls off on the par 4 ninth and hits his drive into the homes, left of the fairway, over a creek and into the homes, and ends up hitting a woman in the backyard. And we later found out the woman was okay, but he laid her out with a drive. He brained her with a drive. Right out. I felt guilty, Jay Betzel, that I'm standing there with Bill Murray and he's joking with my twins and he lost, like, his focus. And now he hits a woman with a golf ball, and Murray ended up riding with her in the ambulance. Literally, he left the tournament and did not come back the rest of the day. Went with her to the hospital to make sure she was okay after hitting her with a ball. He didn't realize what he had done initially. Then he went over there and he was great with her afterwards. The funny thing, to put the capper on the story, is that he made the cut for the amateurs, even with the scoring. So the next day, he shows up on the first tee, and the starter says, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished Hollywood actor, entertainer, and golfer, Bill Murray." And when he said that, everybody, the tour people, the volunteers, they all put hard hats on at the same time, like construction hard hats. Like 25 people donned a hard hat on the introduction. Great moment. And again, that stuff's on the internet. You can go read about it. It's a good 7 or 8 years ago in the Outback Pro-Am. I'm just sharing with you that there's oftentimes interaction with the celebrities at Pro-Ams, but that just sounds weird to me. Maybe he was in a foul mood.
You know, and from a personal standpoint, you know, the Colonial, which is right next to where I live, it's now called the Dean and DeLuca Invitational. Last year, they became the new title sponsor. And they brought him in for the Wednesday Pro-Am, and he played with Jordan Spieth, who went on to win the tournament, and tournament chairman Bobby Patton, who's a part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ooh. And the CEO of Dean and DeLuca. And he had so much fun. He walked around, you know, late May in Fort Worth. It's hot. It's humid.
Right.
People that aren't from Texas just absolutely can't stand it. But there was thousands of people around. I mean, they had just a huge gallery following them. You know, being a pro-am, the play was a little bit slow, so he went around and joked around with the fans. And so the guy that I saw on TV was definitely not the guy that I saw in person last year.
I agree.
So I'm just going to assume that something was said or done off camera that we missed, and we just kind of caught the end of it.
He should always be in a good mood. The Cubs won the World Series, Jay. He should be in a good mood for the rest of his existence.
And the new Ghostbusters flopped, so it makes him look like it was that much better.
Yeah, I would agree with both of those things. And by the way, the famous Jay Betzel, I'm TJ Reeves, it's the FRS.golf playing through podcast. The famous Jay is so good to me because you and I saw each other in December, and after winning at Fort Worth, you got me a Jordan Spieth bobblehead doll from the AT&T Byron Nelson. How cool is the famous Jay? He got me a Jordan Spieth bobblehead. My twins are envious of that I have a Jordan bobblehead doll because of you.
Well, I will say this. The AT&T Byron Nelson media people, they take better care of you than any of the other tournaments I've gone to cover. They just give you all kinds of stuff, and the event is at the Four Seasons, and you feel like you're staying at the Four Seasons, how nice these people are to you. And that was one of the media gifts when you came to get your credentials and parking and all that, is they had the bobbleheads of Jordan Spieth, and the lady was so nice to me, they had a couple extras, so she said, "Here," she's like, "You're so nice to us all the time, I'm going to give you one of these too." So I had two, and then I started trying to think, okay, who would appreciate this that wouldn't think it was silly, and you know, knows that he won the Masters and knows that he's from here. And so there you go. It was a nice surprise because you were coming to town.
It's a great surprise from the famous Jay.
Although it was like 5 degrees that night.
I know, it was very cold, but that's okay. I bought dinner. It all worked out in the end. Before we go, I know you are pumped. No Tiger for what is now renamed the Genesis Open, the former Northern Trust. It's Riviera and another great legendary golf course in L.A.
Tiger will not be there, but you know who else is missing because of injury? Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, that's right. So we got
two huge names.
So we got two huge names not there, but I know you wrote about the upcoming field for this event that'll get started on Thursday. Tell me more.
Yeah, every Friday at 5:00 Eastern time, the PGA Tour puts out the field for the next week's event because it becomes official. And so every Friday on FRS.golf, we're going to talk about and kind of analyze the next week, see what you can look forward to. And this coming week is the George Thomas designed Riviera Country Club Pacific Palisades, Hogan's Alley. Huge, big event every year, and this year is going to be especially big because they have the field that includes Jason Day. Listen to this names: Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, who just won, Adam Scott, Justin Thomas, Sergio Garcia, Phil Mickelson, Justin Rose, Jimmy Walker, Ernie Els, Patrick Reed, and defending champion Bubba Watson.
Is that it?
It's like a mini major.
Is that it? Oh, that's
I'm
right.
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah, of course, Sergio just won in Dubai. A week ago, so that's good. You mentioned Spieth winning. Jason Day's not playing great at the moment. We'll see how he does. But
he actually did play well today to finish in a tie for fifth. He rebounded from yesterday's 75, so we'll see.
All right, so that's good. Adam Scott's a previous champion, like you mentioned. Justin Thomas has already won the two Hawaii events earlier this year.
Ernie Els, Brooks Koepka. I mean, it's just a really, really good field.
Patrick Reed.
That's without Tiger and Rory.
Patrick Reed played well earlier in the year, including at the Waste Management. So There's some good names on that one coming for later on in the week. All right, so we got plenty to set the plate on. Again, for fans of the game, you'll want to keep it locked in. We oftentimes will give you some different points of view and some different offbeat, unique content on FRS.golf. I mean, my man Jay Betzel, check out his article on the upcoming World Long Drive Championship, which is not far from where you reside. They're going to hold that Long Drive Championship. They can read about that. You were writing about the new Nike Air Jordan golf shoes. All right, you hooked me up with the Jordan Spieth bobblehead. Are you going to hook me up with the old school Air Jordans?
I was thinking you'd return the favor because these are like $200 and something.
But you can be like Mike, and I'm talking the old school Chicago Bulls, the white, the black, the red, the ones that he schooled the Boston Celtics and scored 63 points on Larry Bird and Kevin McHale at the Boston Garden. That's what you can look like on the golf course. We got to get us some of those, I think.
You know, maybe since we wrote about him, Nike will just send us a couple of demos so we can tell people what they're like to play in. Just saying.
Don't hold your breath, but go read Jay's stuff on the Nike shoes of Tiger on the Long Drive Championship on FRS.golf. Hey, I had fun. We're going to make this a semi-regular thing, are we not, to just kind of recap what's going on with the Playing Through podcast here on FRS.golf? We good?
Count on it.
There is Jay Betzel, the famous Jay. I'm TJ Reeves. Enjoy the golf this week, including in L.A., Hollywood, the Genesis Open. No Tiger, no Rory, as Jay mentioned, but still a lot of good golf that's going to be played in that event next week, and we'll be talking all about it leading up to it and as the weekend is unfolding. Thanks for being with us here on this edition of the Playing Through Podcast.